Time to see what's happening in Sauk Prairie. Raul Labrèche is here with another edition of Mornings at McFarland's from our 99.7 Max FM studios at McFarland's in Sauk City. Today's program is brought to you by DeMars Plumbing, Prairie Clinic, and Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts.
You know, I've got to get, Maddie, if you're still listening, Mike, I got to get a copy of that new theme music we've got going, because I think that would just get me hyped up in the morning before the show. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is time for Mornings at McFarland's here at McFarland's in Sauk City. Wonderful 780 Carolina, so nothing could be finer, right, than to be on Carolina. And I'm just excited about today. This is one of those times I get to do a show with somebody that I've gotten to know over the time span of this show, which is pretty cool in and of itself, because we've been on the air for like a year and a half now. Mm-hmm. What's April to October? Is that 6 months or not?
Quite roughly.
So it is 6 months, 4 and 10.
Math,
way to go. Anyways, my guest this morning is Kyle Crosby, who's the director of the Baraboo Boys and Girls Club, which is part of West Central Boys and Girls Clubs, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Good job.
God, forever I was saying what, South Central, Wisconsin?
Well, it makes sense, yeah. But you know, at the same token, it doesn't.
Yeah, but Karen DeSanto would get all over me going, we're not South Central, we're West. And I'm like, okay. So anyways, Kyle, thanks for joining me this morning.
Good morning.
Kyle's awake. We're going to try to keep him from mumbling. So we're both sitting here before we went on the air, folks, and all of a sudden we're hearing this like chiming music, and both of us are like, I'm thinking, because of that, all that stuff on candy this morning. They're talking about candy of all the different states. I don't know if you heard that, but Maddie's going through, you know, Louisiana likes whatever hot tamales. I don't know. I found something about Minnesota. I think they like Tootsie Pops, and I'm like, I like Tootsie Pops. Maybe I should move to Minnesota. Yeah. Anywho.
No, you shouldn't.
I didn't hear what Wisconsin was, so I guess I tuned in too late or went to the bathroom or something stupid. Anywho, but I did hear that, you know, laughter is a good thing. So, Kyle, we're going to have to laugh this morning.
Good. You know,
but your phone started chiming, right?
Yes,
we're like, what
we're
is
walking
that
around
chiming?
The office like, what is going on?
Yeah, well, because I got candy in my mind. I'm thinking there's an ice cream truck going by in front, and I'm like, it's a little too cold for an ice cream truck. Anyhow, we're going to try to laugh as much as we can here and burn some calories, okay?
Good deal.
Okay. So, and I did say Kyle Crosby. I have to tell you, Kyle, I was thinking this morning how Bing Crosby, who I always associate with you, is Kyle Crosby. So, but you know, two of his songs, one of them was an old song called, I think it was Mr. Positive, and you got accentuate the positive, decentuate the negative, and don't mess with Mr. In Between. So that makes me think of you right away too. And then the other one is a song he sang in Bells of St. Mary that was I forget the name of the actual song, but it's like, if you'd like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, then you'd like to be a fish. I mean, he's got all these different animals it goes through, but that song makes me think of you too, because we're swinging on stars whenever we get to talk.
Alrighty, let's go for it.
How's that sound, huh? So I've set you up big time now. So Kyle, Boys and Girls Clubs, just incredible organization. Those of you that don't know anything about you, I would encourage you to go to Boys and Girls Clubs of America's website. Talk a little bit about the impact that Boys and Girls Club has, not only locally, but even nationally. I mean, it's just, the more I start to learn about it, the more I'm like, oh my gosh, this is just a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful group. It must be great to work for them.
Yeah, it's very rewarding, personally and professionally. And to backtrack, you never finished the story of what the chime was. Your listeners could be on edge.
I was trying to avoid from embarrassing you, but you mentioned it now.
It's so okay.
It was Kyle's alarm going off on his phone, and his first comment was, oh, I had to get up way earlier than I normally do to be here on the show. So that does speak well of you.
Understand the demographic, right? I work with kids after school, okay? I'm not a 7-to-4 type worker here. I'm more of like an 11-to-7 guy.
Makes sense. So, of course, so we're awake now.
We are awake.
Hopefully, we won't be mumbling a lot.
I've stopped at the new local Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah,
it's delicious.
I noticed that. Did you get a mocha or something?
No, that's just a black coffee.
Sorry.
Standard.
Just standard. Okay.
Well, anyways, back to the club. Yeah, it's very rewarding. You know, at our Baraboo Club and now our Reedsburg Club, and for our organization, you know, we really serve the rural demographic. You know, we're not a major metro. And that's the great thing about clubs, is there's so many all over the place, and they can serve whatever local need there is. So you look at Madison and the local need there, talking about, you know, gang resistance and dealing with the drug issues and whatnot. And then you look at Baraboo and you have a totally separate set of needs. Really, we're talking about food issues and transportation, mm-hmm. and you know, school dropout and helping with that type thing. So sure. There's a lot of crossover needs, but at the same time, there's a lot of community specific needs. And so one of the great things that we can do at the club is tailor what we do to our membership base.
Sure.
But yeah, clubs are all over the place, all over the country. I don't even know how many there are. I think there's 22 organizations just in the state of Wisconsin.
Wow.
And in our organization right now of West Central, we've got three club sites. We've got Baraboo. We just opened Reedsburg in September, and we've also got a club site in Toma, which is what makes us West Central. Right.
West Central. Okay, yeah, there you
we
go.
Love our Toma club. But yeah,
well, that's where Karen is, isn't it? That's her office is out of the Toma club?
Right? Our administrative office is located out of Toma. Karen has offices in all three locations.
Okay.
She travels.
Oh,
she travels. She's not even around right now. She's in Pittsburgh, so she's not going to hear this.
Oh, come on.
It's sad.
Well, we're going to have to make her tune into the website.
Yeah.
WRPQ 99.7 has their own website you can go to and listen to archived copies of this show.
Perfect.
Is that
I always go back to my office and listen to it.
Do
and
you?
Then critique you.
Okay. Which is easy to do. It's like, man, can that guy talk? Or what's his deal? So there's some incredible alumni that have been part of the Boys and Girls Clubs. I just think I was on the website this morning. Katy Perry has got a little blurb there about her.
Yeah.
So I know Denzel Washington had been a member of the
Shaquille
club.
Shaquille O'Neal, Jennifer Lopez. There's some really key celebrities out there that are alum of the club somewhere or from somewhere and are some wonderful supporters and advocates for what we do.
Sure.
And a lot of it's going to be, you're going to hear the same stories. It's life changing, you know, and whether it was, you know, finding that specific mentor at the club that helped them get through situations or just giving them something to do so that they weren't around some of those bad influence, weren't just walking the streets and hanging out and getting into trouble.
Well, or just, you know, idle. I mean, you know, being bored by playing video games all the time.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's so much more to life than video games, you know. I would hope. You're a video gamer, I know. So you're right. But no, you think about the number of activities that there are, too. I mean, you guys have got tons of stuff going on.
Yeah.
I got to believe the breadth of courses and specialties and things that kids can do across the nation was probably mind-boggling.
Yeah. It's so diverse, and we cover so many different areas. And Boys and Girls Clubs of America has, you know, they have their core guidelines of, you know, let's do, you know, these specific classes within education and career finding and life skills and character and leadership building and, you know, physical fitness. And then each local club has the ability to take those, make them their own, and then add to whatever it is we want.
Sure.
You know, so we do everything from healthy habits, cooking classes. We've got a garden in Baraboo. We do art programs. We have our harmonic show choir. You know, Sauk has a great school-based show choir. Well, Baraboo didn't have that, so the club was able to facilitate and make a show choir happen for Baraboo. We've got homework help every day. We've got guys and girls specific groups. We've got games room and gym time. And I mean, it just, the list goes on and on and on.
Boxing.
Yeah,
and,
we've got a boxing
coding
program.
I remember you talking about a coding class.
That's still one of my favorite stories.
Yeah, well, we're going to save that story for when we come back from break in a little bit. But because I want to talk somewhat about some of the life-changing things that you've seen happen just personally. But that also strikes me that, it's, you know, working at a business, I know we're always looking at, you know, ways to invest and have, you know, return on that investment, you know, because that's how you stay in business is by investing in your customers or investing in advertising, and you see a return by people coming in the door and buying things, whatever. You know, we tend to think of that as being crass or something. It's like, well, do you want the business to survive or don't you? So, but with kids, I mean, the kinds of things you guys are doing is really an investment in our future. It's an investment in the people that will make our future either a brighter or a darker future on the basis of what they learn and what they do. And, you know, I can't think, you know, and I know I'm biased, but I can't think of a more valuable something, honestly, to do with your time than to invest in the future that way.
Well, I'm biased as well, but I agree with you.
Completely.
Yes, completely biased.
Hold on. We endorse one another 100%. Yes, that's true. So, well, and it is. I mean, you see that investment on a daily basis, the number of volunteers. How many people do you have right now that are volunteering doing courses?
Oh.
Rough number.
In Baraboo, we've got probably 6 to 7 a week that come through. I think, you know, last year we ended up with a total of 112 different volunteers.
Wow.
We've got some individuals that come in and volunteer. We've got some great organizations that come and volunteer. I won't name drop because I'm going to forget someone, feel bad.
Sure.
But we've just got such a wide variety, and that's people who do specific cooking classes. We've got one that comes in every other week right now, does a cooking program, and we're building a cookbook. Sure. So eventually it's going to be a great little fundraising tool for us. That,
sure.
You know, stuff the kids made, and it's going to be put in a cookbook. We've got some fitness companies that come in, and we do, you know, physical activities and stuff like that.
Sure.
And it just goes on and on. We've got art helpers. We've got homework helpers. We've got mentors for our teens. It's wonderful.
So, and when you think of that breadth of the impact that that's making on kids, I remember Karen telling a story that really touched me. It was a kid who was failing high school. I mean, he was really struggling with whether or not he was going to even be able to get through high school. And it was interesting because he, not only did she step in and Boys and Girls Club step in and start tutoring him so he could get through and get that high school, you know, certificate, high school degree. But one of the things that was hard to fight was the family's resistance to, he doesn't need that. So you think of the impact that has in a family to say, no, this is important, and this kid is important, and we're investing in him to do this, and believe that that's going to matter.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, parenting styles differ, and there's no right or wrong way. But there's definitely a need to mentor and show a path to some of these kids and let them know that it's okay to be you, and we are here to help you. And that's really where the club can step in, especially when we're talking about that teen base.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's a great story that Karen's connected to personally. That was right before my time. But the year after that is a very similar story. We have a young man who moved to the Baraboo area, didn't have any friends. He moved halfway through the school year. So he started coming to the club, found some friends. Okay, then the club helps him get a job. Now he's suddenly working part-time, so he's getting a little side money. Then it was, I need to graduate. So, okay, we're doing – I remember we were sitting in our kitchen and we're filming his speech – you know, pro class speeches, and like, okay, give your speech, court. You know, and he's trying to give his speech, and then we're sitting there editing it together, and we're working on school projects together. And it's all in that effort just to get him to walk across that stage.
Sure.
I mean,
sure.
Without that simple diploma,
A lot of things get closed down. We don't realize it. You know, but,
yep.
Well, and you think of the hope that gives a person, too, that people believed in him enough to work with him that way. And you got to believe that's like farming. You know, you plant seeds and you just kind of step back and wait for the plant to grow.
Most certainly.
You know, hopefully water it a little bit every now and then. We're going to take a quick break to hear a word from our sponsors. My guest this morning is Kyle Crosby, the director of the Baraboo Boys and Girls Club, right here in our own backyard, folks. And but we want to have a word from our sponsor. Don't go anywhere here on WRPQ Radio, 99.7 Max FM.
Diamond. It's a magical word, isn't it? While diamonds are associated with engagements and weddings, they make wonderful gifts anytime. See Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gift Shop in the Baraboo Mini Mall on Highway 12, Baraboo today. Sophie's offers a beautiful choice of diamond engagement rings and perfect diamond gifts in earrings, pendants, and bracelets. Sophie's also offers in-store financing to qualified buyers with up to 1 year free interest. Diamonds. See them. This week at Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts in the Baraboo Mini Mall on Highway 12, Baraboo.
DeMars Plumbing, since 1982, is the plumbing company to turn to for quality design, installation, maintenance, and repair of residential and business plumbing systems. DeMars Plumbing specializes in plumbing fixtures and water heaters, septic systems, private water well systems, radiant in-floor heating, and excavating and trucking needs. DeMars Plumbing, located just west of Sauk Prairie. They're open weekdays 7 to 5. Call 608-544-4471. Online at DemarsPlumbing.com.
Prairie Clinic in Sauk City offers their patient portal, a secure means to connect with a healthcare provider. Your patient portal allows patients online access to their physician's office for secure messages, medication refill requests, records requests, and you can look up health information too. Contact Prairie Clinic at 643-3351 to enroll or ask about it at your next appointment. Prairie Clinic, 112 Helen Street in Sauk City. Primary care services to the community for over 60 years.
And we're back here on Mornings at McFarland's at Sauk City, Wisconsin, the remote studio of Baraboo's 99.7 FM Max. Yes, remote studio. We have my fine outlook here for the world, right, Kyle? We're just looking out the windows.
We do have windows. Yeah. They're nice. The treetops are very nice. Yeah.
Don't be fooled, folks. My studio is my office, okay? So, although I do make it homey, don't you think?
It's very nice.
Yeah, I try to be homey. So, my guest this morning is Kyle Crosby, the director of the Baraboo Boys and Girls Club. Kyle, we touched on this a little bit, but talk about some of the impact that you've seen the club have. You were just talking about a young man that you did a video with, but you must see a different range of kids too when they're doing different classes like coding versus boxing.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there's something that kind of speaks to different types of people, or the show choir group that you've got. I would think is a different kind of kid too.
Yeah.
But do you see like specific kids just really blossom as
And I mean, impact is such a broad term, and the reason I say this is it's so easy to always talk about the stories that put a tear in your eye, right? And they happen all the time. I'm not going to deny that. But that's the same token, you know, there's another 80 kids sitting there that are having a blast and having the same impact or some impact, and maybe it's just not a sob story too.
Yeah.
And that's great in the same sense. So yeah, what do? Who do we impact? I can talk about our teens. So we.
The geek in you.
We run a Dungeons and Dragons night on Wednesday nights, right? 6 to 9:30.
Anyone that's interested, they're gonna have it.
But what that does is, okay, that gives me 9 teens, almost all males, that are off the streets from 6 to 9:30, hanging out with me. Now I can tell you without giving specifics, 4 of them have been in quite a bit of trouble with law enforcement.
Okay.
They've made some poor decisions and they have, you know,
sure.
And they are trying to make up for that, but then they start coming to the club and then we start engaging them in the club and then we start doing late teen night things. So now I can hang out with 4 of these guys who are great kids. Don't get me wrong. They're great kids.
Right.
They just made some bad choices.
Right.
And that's 4 guys that aren't walking around downtown Baraboo right now.
Right.
That are hanging out with me, supervised, having a great time in a controlled atmosphere and not getting into any trouble.
It's got to be hard, too, don't you? Part of you might want to, I wish I could do 5 nights a week and have Dungeons and Dragons, you know.
Yeah.
So, but that's where the volunteerism comes in, too. The more volunteers you have, the more things like
Absolutely.
That you can do. Because I'm sure you would have room for another couple of Dungeon Masters, right?
If somebody totally to would. My wife is an angel, but yeah, if I wasn't home until 10 o'clock 5 nights a week, I would be in trouble.
I mean, well, that's a good thing, actually, that she cares enough for you to be there. So believe me, after 33 years of marriage, I can tell you that's the case. So, you've got all kinds of programs that are not only going on right now. What are some things right now kids are involved in?
Right now, we just got a grant for a tower garden, which is an indoor garden.
Ooh.
So all summer we have our outdoor garden. So now we've got this awesome tower garden, and it's got like a cage around it and growing lights. So we're going to start doing some indoor gardening.
Ooh.
Over the winter, so we're starting to plant those seeds.
That makes you feel good, too, doesn't it?
I mean, it's something that I have no experience in, so I'm sitting there reading a book like, okay, plant seed in dirt. Oh, got it.
Water seed.
Put in front of light. So that's something we're working on.
Teach about photosynthesis then, okay? Make sure you do the whole biology thing.
Totally.
So,
like I mentioned, we always have homework help. Once we get into November, we'll launch our guys and our girls specific groups. So we have a guys group for both our younger members and our teen members called League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
And because they are extraordinary gentlemen.
Great.
And we just teach what it means to be a man. You know what I mean? It's okay to show some emotion. You don't have to be super tough and get in fights, you know, and just teach some basic things on finding yourself, being comfortable with yourself and that whatnot. And then vice versa, we do the same thing with our girls for both our younger members and our teens.
Okay.
We're really getting into basketball right now because
It's
basketball season.
Yeah.
I would love to take him to a hockey rink and play hockey, but that's not always an option.
That's an expensive sport. That really is.
It is. Well, we had a great time last year. So I coached hockey up in Baraboo last year, and we were able to take the teens to the rink a couple times and just do some open skate type stuff.
Cool.
But it's fun. And then
well,
I get
can
a little
do broom ball. That's all.
Yeah, we can
fun.
Do easy things like that. And then I find myself drifting in my mind. There's so many things, and I get inundated.
Yeah.
art is huge. So we have a volunteer, Miss Arlene, and she always does an art fair up in Baraboo where she sells, like, for a dollar or something like that, these little canvas squares as a fundraiser for the club. And it's always holiday and Christmas themed. So right now we're big into the kids making Christmas themed art squares and whatnot like that. So, but again, it ranges every day. So we're all about options and pretty much however many staff we have is how many options we have for that day. So right now, every kid that comes in gets to pick between, I think, five options every hour.
Wow.
So Lego robotics is getting huge. We got a grant through the Greater Sauk County Community Foundation. And we've got these actual robot kits for Legos where they hook up a little laptop to them and they have motors and they program little motions and codes and
it's
pretty awesome actually. Yeah.
Well, there's like color bots now too where they can figure out things for little maps of color and the different colors have different programming things.
There's
just some really cool stuff to get kids kind of indoctrinated or, you know, exposed at least to that kind of stuff.
Sure. And again, going back to one of the great things about the club is we're not limited to a certain curriculum. If we can fund it or dream it, we can do it.
Somebody comes in tomorrow and says, I'm a Tai Chi master. I would like to do a Tai Chi class.
Awesome.
Yeah. So somebody else comes in and says, I'm a pasta maker. I've made pasta for the life. I'd like to do a class on how to make pastas.
Awesome. Well, so, and I'll give the example. So in our Reedsburg Club, we actually do have a gentleman. His name is Jerry. He comes in on Fridays, and he does karate. Now, we add an extra permission slip for that. We want parents to be fully aware that we are going to be doing some tumbling and simulated martial arts stuff. But, hey, if you're cool with it, it's a free class for you.
Right.
So it's awesome.
And is there any limitation in terms of when kids join or, you know, when they come in?
So we do have age limits. We always say 7, but we can take as long as the child is in first grade.
Okay.
And the reason for that is we don't consider ourselves a daycare, and we don't license through the state as a daycare. We're considered an after-school program, and for that you have to be in grade school, so we can't take kindergartners.
Okay.
And then we take kids all the way through age 18, seniors in high school.
Okay.
You know, we have a separate teen center in Baraboo, so once they hit 13, they're allowed to go in there, and we do some teen-specific programming with those kids.
Cool.
But yeah, for all the other kids, they hang out in our main club. We do have a tween center as well.
Okay.
Tween and teen. I always
tween. I like that.
Tongue twist myself. Yeah. But so our 11 and 12 year olds, they've got their own space. We've got a designated staff for that age group.
Excellent.
Just because they're in that weird age where it's like, I don't want to really hang out with a 7 year old and do this art program.
Right.
I'd rather chat with my friend for 20 minutes and then do something and then chat with my friend again for 20 minutes. So,
I can't believe we're running out of time already, but I wanted to make sure we get a chance to talk about some upcoming events going on too, some fundraising and stuff.
I can't talk. I'm looking at this time. We're just counting down.
Yeah, now I'm the pressure is on.
The pressure. Well, it's, you know, we're getting into winter, so our end of year campaign always happens in early November, you know, through December. So it's always a great last chance for the year to get a tax write-off if anyone's interested in supporting our organization and our club. You know, it's just as simple as basically stopping by or mailing in your donation, and we'll get you a tax receipt instantly. January 19th in Baraboo is our annual gala, an evening in Paris. It's going to be beautiful. And so that's our largest fundraiser of the year. It's a great dinner, and we celebrate the club and the accomplishments we've had. And
excellent.
And it's a great, great.
I'll have to bring my wife and daughter this year because then they can get a chance to talk to you about the things they'd like to do down in Sauk Prairie.
You should.
That'd be great. So,
or you can just give them my phone number too. Either way,
this is a great opportunity too, not to invest in the future.
And without, I know we're short on time, but I don't know the current stat. But a couple years ago, it was like $47,000 to send a child through the juvenile justice system. $47,000. It costs $24 per year to have a kid at the Boys and Girls Club.
Right.
You know, now it costs the club, coincidentally, like $642 or something to that extent to support that child for that year. But it costs the child $24.
Right.
And so to help support that, I mean, we're just keeping kids and on the right track.
Well, exactly. And anyone in law enforcement will tell you it's a lot easier to prevent it than it is to correct it.
Yeah, yeah. So Chief Schoff up in Baraboo and Chief Becker in Reedsburg are huge proponents of the club, and we speak with them regularly on and on what the club is doing and how to better serve the community. And I think they would both agree that we're making differences.
Yeah. So. I agree, too, wholeheartedly. Well, we're going to take a quick break, folks. We'll be back in just a minute. I've got some community calendar announcements to do. My guest, Kyle Crosby, has been here with us this morning, the director of the Baraboo Boys and Girls Club. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back here on 99.7 FM Max and Baraboo.
DeMars Plumbing, since 1982, is the plumbing company to turn to for quality design, installation, maintenance, and repair of residential and business plumbing systems. DeMars Plumbing specializes in plumbing fixtures and water heaters, septic systems, private water well systems, radiant in-floor heating, and excavating and trucking needs. DeMars Plumbing, located just west of Sauk Prairie. They're open weekdays 7 to 5. Call 608-544-4471. Online at DemarsPlumbing.com. Common minor illnesses for ages 12 months and up are easily taken care of by visiting the Prairie Express Clinic. This walk-in clinic is located at the Prairie Clinic, 112 Helen Street in Sauk City. This is a walk-in clinic for care of common health issues. Beginning in January, Express Clinic hours are expanding. Use the Prairie Express Clinic Mondays from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 1 to 7, and Fridays 9 to 4. The goal of Prairie Express Clinic is to provide the best possible care for patients. Prairie Clinics, dedicated to caring for the community. The past 60 years.
The almost unearthly luster of pearls has always been prized and well-loved as a gift. Sophie's Fine Jewelry in Baraboo has shimmering pearls and earrings, pearls in pins, pearls in necklaces and pendants, pearls with price tags as varied as the selection. Pearls with their mysterious glow add a translucent beauty to the woman who wears them. When you give a gift of pearls, she'll love them as much as she'll love you. Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts, Highway 12 in the Baraboo Mini Mall.
And we're back just for our quick wrap-up of community calendar events. My guest this morning has been Kyle Crosby, for executive director of the Sauk and Prairie and Baraboo and all kinds of areas, Boys and Girls Club, because you serve a big area right now with the way it is. So, Kyle, thanks so much for being here.
I appreciate you having me.
So this week, folks, there's lots of stuff going on. Starting tomorrow, the Jacks are at the Woodshed Ale House. The Jacks has actually got some great people from the area, Matt Brennan, our area choral director, and Mr. Harder from the middle school is there in the band as well. And we've got a bunch of Halloween happenings going on throughout the weekend. There's actually a really cool event going on, 12 Sonatas, a concert by Trevor Stevenson going on at Park Hall on Friday the 27th. And a great event starting at 7:30 p.m. He actually has a handmade harpsichord that he plays for that, so that's pretty cool. Then there's a Halloween dance at the Dwarf House on Friday. There's a Halloween bash at Riviera Bowl on Saturday. There's a Friends of Sauk healthcare event and another Halloween bash at the Riviera Bowl on Sunday. And don't forget, community trick-or-treat, of course, is on Tuesday the 31st.
Ooh, I will be there.
Shocking event. So join us next week, folks, when we start the first quadrant, whatever you want to call it, of our whole month-long series of A Century of Change. So we're going to be doing a whole series of programs broken into 25-year blocks. My guest will be Paul Wolter with the Sauk County Historical Society, and we've just got some really cool things we'll be talking about, looking back at the past 100 years, because it is McFarland's 100th anniversary, so this year. Thanks for joining us, folks, here on WRPQ Radio 99.7 FM Max. It's been great. We hope to have you join us again next week when we'll be talking here at Mornings at McFarland's in Sauk City.
Mornings at McFarland's with host Raul Labrèche is produced live at our 99.7 Max FM studios at McFarland's in Sauk City. Listen again next Wednesday morning at 8:05 for another edition of Mornings at McFarland's. Today's show is brought to you by Prairie Clinic, Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts, and DeMars Plumbing.